Welcome back to Walking with Jesus for February 21st. The wall of protection. Let's look at Proverbs 25:28. Proverbs 25:28 says, "Like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control." Wall of protection. In the 2nd century AD, in what is now northern England, occupying Roman forces built Hadrian's Wall, a stone wall that ran from coast to coast, spanning the entire width of the island. Wow, imagine that being built back then. The purpose was to protect Britannia from northern invaders. Likewise, being in the 7th century BC, a series of lengthy walls, today referred to as the Great Wall of China, were built on the northern edges of Chinese states to protect against invaders from Asia. Walls as protective fortification were common in biblical times, and walls needed to be maintained. If walls were allowed to fall into disrepair, enemies could make their way into the city and conquer it. Solomon used walls as a metaphor for that which protects people from carnal conquest, self-control. Proverbs 25:28. As walls could keep the enemies out of cities, self-control can keep carnal urges from conquering the godly intentions of the child of God. That was good. Let's read that, back that up one more time. As walls could keep enemies out of cities, self-control can keep carnal urges from conquering the godly intentions of the child of God. But self-control must also be maintained through prayer and the power of the Holy Spirit. After all, self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. Defend yourself against the temptations of the flesh by depending on the Holy Spirit. I've never seen the Wall of China, but I've seen pictures. It's a huge wall. I mean, to think how they would build that without electricity back then and without big cranes and all kinds of equipment. It's amazing. But that's a really good analogy that the wall keeps out the enemy from coming into the city. So we need a wall around our heart to keep the bad things of life coming in, right? All of the sin and the bad urges that we have. And so the best way to have a good wall is to be reading his Bible every day, doing your own Bible study, coming back here for more devotions, being part of a church, being in a small group, singing praises in your car, all of these things. Just keep the word of God on your mouth and in your mind and in your heart, and memorizing scripture is good too. So hope today you do a lot of different things to build walls around your heart, not to keep people out, but to keep the bad things out. And that way you just keep all the goodness inside your heart. So I like that wall analogy. That's pretty cool. So I'm going to work on my wall to keep it strong. And you can too by coming back again here tomorrow. Because remember, God's word in your heart, the best way to live. We'll see you tomorrow. And you can order your own copy of Walking with Jesus by Dr. David Jeremiah by going to davidjeremiah.org or by calling Turning Point at 877-998-0222. And I would love to answer any question that you may have about faith in Jesus. Let's get stronger this year in 2024. You can contact me through my website, nancyjoytoyou.com. And I hope you have a wonderful day growing your faith in Jesus.